This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of early winter, the transition week to the tufted titmouse moon, and to the new Gregorian year of 2017. This winter, I've been reading poems attributed to the 4th century writer Ambrose of Milan. His verses, sometimes sung as hymns, combine traditional cosmology with petition. Ambrose addresses the power that has created and orders the universe, the one who shapes the seasons of all things. He asks this giver of order to help us have the proper stability and natural balance in our spiritual life. He requests that the author of the days might also give meaning to our days, that our lives may reflect universal order, and that our deaths, like night moving into day, might fulfill the parallel promise of rebirth. The prayer of Ambrose is like my own prayer to a figment of my imagination, to a god I would create if it did not already exist. And sometimes I wonder, if I just imagine a maker who hears my quiet inquiries, does that maker only exist in my head? Does my silent prayer return to me like an echo, my own voice reassuring me I'm not alone? As it turns out, winter lethargy keeps me from losing faith. Even if I simply dream up an all-knowing patron of the universe who reaches back to my soundless outreach, I go ahead and I join Ambrose in his rash assumptions and request. And then, in a lazy suspension of disbelief, I rest in escape and trust. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of deep winter. In the meantime, relax, suspend those doubts and fears and disbelief. Poor Will's Almanac for 2017 is now available. Order from Amazon.com, or for an autographed copy, visit www.poorwillsalmanac.com. That's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.